First is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tuna's going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing with two dumb plates of Europe. Throw down! Straight cat rock and Bulawayo. Hey! Bulawayo! Body of rich in Burundi. Quadra beaner in Armenia.
Yeah, welcome to another edition of Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we are streaming worldwide on the web, as always, at www.wrir.org. Thanks for joining us on a miserably rainy Friday evening here in Richmond, Virginia. It seems like the worst of the storm has passed us, but we do want everyone here in Richmond that's listening to be aware that driving conditions may be difficult out there, and that we still have some hazardous conditions. You should still make sure that you're staying on high ground wherever possible, and don't drive through deep standing water without knowing what you're going through. Be careful out there. It's really not a great time to be driving. It's an excellent time to be at home with your feet up and listening to the radio. And we've got a great show for you today. Before we get to the music, I do want to remind you that WRIR is underwritten in part by the generous contribution of Plan 9 Music. New this week at Plan 9, Undisputed by Beanie Man, and a new record by Bob Dylan, Modern Times, and Beyond Hell from GWAR, one of Richmond's all-time favorite bands. Plan 9 has an extensive collection of used DVDs and CDs, and you can listen to any album before you buy. They have two locations to serve you in Richmond, in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street, and at the VCU Bookstore. Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. And this program is also generously underwritten by Elwood Thompson's Natural Market, with over 100 varieties of locally grown and organic produce, free-range meats and poultry, an all-natural cheese shop, and more than 250 bulk items. There's something for everyone and for every taste. Elwood's Kitchen and Deli has soups, salads, sandwiches, and side dishes made from fresh ingredients, and all of this is complemented by a friendly staff that knows their stuff. And you can pick up your WRIR bumper stickers while you're there. They're located at the intersection of Elwood and Thompson Streets, and more information is available at 359-7525, or visit them on the web at www.elwoodthompsons.com. Elwood Thompson's Natural Market, dangerously close to becoming a Richmond tradition. All right, we've got a special show, as I said, for you today. We're going to play 2 hours of music of the golden era of West African dance bands that would cover basically the late 1960s through the early 1980s. Why is it a golden era? Well, in a nutshell, it's because there was so much great music produced in West Africa from so many different artists in so many different countries during that time period. We're going to hit on as many artists as we can today, and we're going to cover many, many countries. If you go to our website, www.wrir.org, you'll see that I've got a West Africa map up there, and you'll be able to follow along and see how many of the countries I do manage to cover during this two-hour show. I'm going to do my best. And in order to do that, I should stop talking and play some music. And I want to play something from the most recent compilation of golden era music that's come out. It's called The Rough Guide to West African Gold. It's on the World Music Network label, and we got a copy of this here in August, and it's a great compilation. Compilations like this are making this music accessible to people like you and me, folks that aren't collectors and aren't really experts, but hear music and love it. And, you know, this stuff, it would be very, very hard to track down on your own. A couple of our DJs do that, and they have some original collections of this kind of music. David Noyes is one of them. And we'll talk more about all of that as we go on. But let's do get to the music here. We're going to hear from a group from Guinea, one of the greatest groups of this era of all the countries. They're called Bembeya Jazz National, and this song is Whiskey Soda, right here on Global Agogo.
Whiskey soda. siga sangara tamwe tugi na tawya a kaporo ina siga meni tezara tamwe tugi na he flelele a ehe 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 ina siga ehe ehe tugi na na Mwara yo, wonga yu mwuro vile ala mwuro vile, mwuro vile, mwuro vile ala, mwari masa Wa, dako, tulu mwari dako, tulu mwari Wa, nga ziki sama, ya, mwuro nga rame, mwuro nga masiki rame
Amanda, culpa. Mea culpa, no, no, mea culpa. Mea culpa, chérie. Mea culpa. Mea culpa. Mea culpa. Mea culpa. Mea culpa. Mea culpa. Mea culpa, chérie. Mea culpa. Mea culpa, no, no. Mea culpa. Mea culpa, amour. Mea culpa. Mea culpa, no, no. Mea culpa. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea máxima 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 culpa. Il faut t'avouer que ta moitié pardonne. Mea culpa, amour. Mea culpa. Mea culpa, non, non. Mea culpa. Mea culpa, amour. Mea culpa. Mea culpa, chérie. Mea culpa. Mea culpa, pitié. Mea culpa. Mea culpa, amour. Mea culpa. Mea culpa, non, non. Mea culpa. Mon pas bébé, n'y est, ouais. Mea culpa. Mon pas bébé, n'y est, ouais.
Well, there's hundreds of languages spoken in West Africa in the dozen or so countries that make up that region, but I never realized until that song that one of those languages was Latin. Mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. There you go. That is TP Orchestra Polyrhythmo de Cotonou, Benin. Of course, the TP stands for tout-puissant, or all-powerful, and that's the expression that I sometimes preface describing this radio station with as well. And like this radio station, these West African bands that are all-powerful, it's not because they have the greatest equipment or the most watts or amps or whatever, but they do have some compelling ideas and some very compelling music. In the case of Orchestra Polyrhythmo de Cotonou, Benin, it's one of the most versatile of all of the West African Golden Era bands. This band is still in existence. They are still performing today. They were founded in the late 1960s. And we heard a track that they recorded in the early 1970s called Tonam Tonam from Polyrhythmo de Cotonou. Before that, Bembeya Jazz, another group that is still performing today. From Guinea, we heard Whiskey Soda, and that is on the Rough Guide to West African Gold, as I mentioned at the last break. That is the B-side of a 45 that they put out in 1973. That is so obscure that there's a two-CD set of Bembeya Jazz's best material, and this isn't on it. I'd never heard it until this new CD came out. I'm sure my colleague David Noyes, who co-hosts the Motherland Influence, has heard it before. I know he's played it on his show before, but it was a new one to me, and that is just a great song. And you heard Dembe Kamara, the late great lead singer of Bembeya Jazz, getting progressively sounding more drunk as the song goes on. It's a hilarious song and a virtuoso vocal performance by him. You're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on Le Tout Puissant WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we have a message here from the Parent Educational Advocacy Training Center, or PEATC. Parenting a child with a disability means you may need to be an expert at navigating a complex maze of educational, healthcare, and social services for your child. PEATC is a nonprofit organization that believes children with disabilities reach their full potential when families and professionals enjoy an equal, respectful partnership. Our staff and board are parents of children with disabilities, people with disabilities, and professionals who serve them. PEATC is here to offer help and hope. For more information, call 1-800-869-6782 or visit www.peatc.org. Se habla español. PEATC, building better futures for children with disabilities. And let's get back to the music here, and we're going to move from Guinea and Benin to Burkina Faso, a small country, one of the few landlocked countries in West Africa, and we're going to hear from a fellow named Amadou Balake. The song is called Taxi Man.
Ma femme s'est réveillée et me dit, vraiment, Vraiment, je ne peux pas dormir. Vraiment, je ne peux pas dormir. Il faut que je parle à l'hôpital. Ça ne va pas du tout. Je me suis débrouillé. Je l'ai amené jusqu'au goudron. Arrivé au goudron, quand je vois un taxi, je soulève ma main. Il regarde, il me dit, oh, ce monsieur-là, il est peut-être fou. Depuis ce jour-là, je me suis décidé à payer une bagnole pour moi-même, même si je vais mettre tout mon salaire là-dedans.
Song was a big hit for Amadou Balake of Burkina Faso back in 1978, Taxi Man, and that was recorded in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, and it's actually based on his experiences with one particular cab driver in Abidjan. One of the things that he's saying, the taxi driver isn't nice at all, and he's describing how the driver refuses to take a woman who is in labor to the hospital. Amadou Balake, right here on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us, and radio for the world via the internet at www.wrir.org. Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts. The Modlin Center presents two performances by Battleworks Dance Company, whose renowned artistic director Robert Battle has no boundaries in creating his imagery. Performances are Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th at 7:30 p.m. in the Alice Jepson Theater. Tickets are $32 through the Modlin Center box office at 289-8980 or modlin.richmond.edu. And WRIR would also like to thank the Bird Theater for their continued underwriting support. The Bird Theater is a landmark movie palace in the heart of Carytown that views second-run movies. The 7:15 movie this week is The Breakup, and the 9:30 movie is Click. This Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon and 3 p.m., Indopac Grocery presents direct from Bollywood, Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna, which is a new movie. Came out in 2006. And the midnight movie this Saturday is Labyrinth. More information is available by calling 353-9911 or visiting online at www.birdtheater.com. And let's keep going in the show of music from the golden age of African dance bands, the late 60s to the early 80s. And one of the factors that made this such a great period for music is that the relatively newly established independent states of West Africa, the first country to become independent in West Africa was Ghana. That was 1957, so that's almost 50 years ago now. And the others followed shortly thereafter through the, I think the last was probably in the early 1970s. And several of the governments of the of these new West African countries dedicated a lot of energy and resources to cultural activities and actually sponsored arts organizations and musicians of different kinds. And this is going to be one of the bands that was state-sponsored in Mali. They are called the Orchestra Rail Band de Bamako. And they actually worked for the Malian Railroad Company, and they played at the hotel and bar at the train station in Bamako for many years. It's a great band. It was led by the a virtuoso guitarist, Jelimadi Tunkara, and the singer at this period is a fellow named Salif Keita, who went on to become pretty famous in his own right. And let's hear Salif Keita sing this song called Mali Sebalnu from Orchestra Rail Band de Bamako right here on Global Agogo.
libera wa kangatakala kangangalu beko baliyeno wa libera wa kine takala kine yeno beko baliyeno wa libera wa kana takala kana yeno beko baliyeno wa libera wa kongo takala kongo lelu beko baliyeno maliyeno ye mole diwe maliyeno
thank you.
Is Senegal's most popular band of the golden era, Orchestra Baobab. They pioneered the, or were the leading force behind the salsa Senegalese sound. Of all of the countries in West Africa, Senegal is the one probably where the Cuban music had the the absolute most influence. Although if you go down to Central Africa, you'd say the same thing for Congo. And even today in Senegal, people of a certain age, in other words, if you're in your 40s or older, you probably listen to more salsa than anything else. And the Baobab, one of their great contributions was to make this seamless mix of the Cuban style with the traditional or folkloric music, and you really heard it coming through very clearly in the highly North African-influenced song Mohamedou Bamba. That was recorded in 1980. The lead singer for Baobab at that time was a young fellow named Chone Sek, who is still one of the great singing stars of Senegal and still performs that song with his own band. Before that, we heard from Orchestra Rail Band de Bamako, Mali, and they had a fairly well-known singer, too, a fellow named Salif Keita. He was just in the area recently, performed at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh, and also at the in Washington, D.C., at Lisner Auditorium. Some WRIR folks got to see him there. We've got a promo from him. Maybe we'll slip that in here sometime during the show. The great Salif Keita on Mali Sebalanu. That's a tough one for me to pronounce. That's also found on this new compilation, The Rough Guide to West African Gold. And you're listening to all of this on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. Labor Day, it's not just a picnic. Organized labor through its labor union activity has been responsible for much of the well-being experienced by the labor force in the United States for generations. Living wage, the 40-hour work week, child labor regulations, health and safety in the workplace, job security, and other gains. For many years, these were the benefits secured by U.S. workers through the efforts of their craft and trade unions. Join WRIR on Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, and all week leading up to Labor Day as we bring to the air interviews and discussions with various city, state, and regional labor and union leaders. So that's going to be happening all day on Monday, September 4th. And we've also got some themed music programs that are going to tie in with Labor Day that you'll be hearing throughout the week. And let me point out one in particular to draw your attention to, which is a program called Can't Stop the Music. You can hear that every Sunday night from 9 until 11 p.m. And they have something very special planned for Labor Day. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag here, but let me just say that for folks that think that we are no fun here at WRIR and way too wonky, Can't Stop the Music this weekend will put a lie to that myth, certainly. All of that on Global WRIR, and back to Global Agogo, and let's play some more music from the golden era of West African bands. And here we're going to go to the very small country of Guinea-Bissau to hear the group Super Mama Jumbo. Thank you.
Allô, ça c'est Salif Keita sur WRIR. Faites attention à vous. Le sida, c'est vrai, il n'y a pas de solution pour le moment.
No, no, no. matona No gwina fia, mamba zuwa shao Om sana lono, no kisana lono Echito ke prepatai, enye wame no macha Ma uhame juwe ninyo, yata lono niku Seke, no bebo masoke mola Mamba suwa shao Yata lono Ao lono, lono niku Ao lono, lono niku Ao lono, lono niku Ao lono, lono niku Ao lono, lono niku
And just to make sure that we are covering as many of the countries of West Africa as possible, there's some music from Togo. That fellow was billed as Demi Amor. His real name is Chandiku Mamanapo, and that song was recorded in 1979, and it's called Lon Lon Yuki. Now, you can find that on a great compilation called Golden Afrique Volume 1 from Network Records in Germany. It's expensive but easily available here in the U.S. And interesting song. You heard a lot of electronic keyboard on that, and that's one of the signs of a low-budget recording in West Africa. And that's what you would expect out of from music from Togo, which is one of the poorest countries in Africa. And even today, you probably hear more electric keyboards in African recordings than you hear any other instrument, and somewhat to the detriment of a lot of the music. But there, it's actually used very nicely from that 1979 recording. Before that, from 1980, Super Mama Jumbo from Guinea-Bissau and Disan Nambera, you got to hear a little bit more of the salsa influence on the West African music of that period. And you're hearing all of this on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, focusing today on music from the golden era of West African bands, late 60s through the early 80s. And you can hear this program every Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. right here on Le Tout Puissant, WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we are streaming worldwide on the web as well at www.wrir.org. And you can also check out the post for this show, which has a nice color map of West Africa, so you can follow along with that. And I've got the tracks that I'm planning to play listed. And another thing that I do with this program is I record it every week and then post it on the internet so that you can download it and listen to it at your convenience. So if you miss a week, you can go back and hear it. Or if there's something that you really liked and want to go back and hear it again, you can do that as well. Or you know, you can tell your friends that there's this cool radio program, and they don't have to listen to it Friday at 5 Eastern Time. They can listen to it at their convenience. You can find all the archives for the recorded shows at my website, which is www.globalagogo.com. And this program is being brought to you in part because of the generous support of our founding underwriter, Exile. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring two floors of clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. They also sell Bluntstones and TUK footwear, Manic Panic and special effects hair color, and silver jewelry. Exile is located at 822 West Gray Street in the middle of VCU. Store hours and information are available at 358-3348. And Global Agogo is underwritten in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center welcomes Grammy-nominated Tiempo Libre, one of the hottest young Latin bands today. You've heard them on WRIR, in fact. Equally at home in concert halls, jazz clubs, and dance venues, the Miami-based band visits Camp Concert Hall on Thursday, September 14th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $32 through the Modlin Center box office at 289-8980 or modlin.richmond.edu. And in the second half of the program, we're going to turn to more of the funk-influenced and R&B-influenced music of West Africa from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And let's get started with this great song from a group from Nigeria called The Funkies. This is called Dancing Time.
Dancing Time for dancers. It's dancing time. It's dancing time, yeah, yeah. Come on, let's move together. It's dancing time, yeah, yeah. Come on, let's move together. Brothers, hello here. Funky sisters, hello here. Let's do it together. Let's move together. The funky dancers got a lot of groove. Let's move together. Now, to the funker, darling, dance, yeah, yeah.
You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM Radio, and we are radio for the rest of us. I'm David Noyes of Ambiance Congo. Every other Sunday, Fred Ambiso and I are live in your afternoon with 2 hours of great Congolese music, 2 hours of contemporary and classic cuts from Kinshasa, Brazzaville, Paris, and beyond. Join our international audience every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. for Ambiance Congo, only on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, in the USA.
And that comment goes out to everybody that's listening that said, boy, well, I don't know anything about the golden age of West African dance music. There is a song that you might have heard if you've never heard anything else from West Africa. That is called Soul Makossa, and it's by Manu Dibango from Cameroon. And I can tell you that when I was growing up in New York, I grew up listening to WABC AM, which was the number one top 40 station in the country. And they did newscast every hour, and they always had instrumental music leading into the newscast. And that is one of the songs that they would play leading into newscasts. Probably if you've ever heard two African songs, you would have heard Soul Makossa or Grazing in the Grass by Hugh Masekela. Both of those were used as film music by WABC in New York. And that record came out in 1971. And that was brought to the attention of the big radio moguls by some DJ who was doing some clubs, DJing in clubs in New York in the early 70s, and found that this again was the B-side of a 45, and he just thought it was the hottest record he'd ever heard, and that's what got it started. And that made Manu Dibango famous, which is great for all of us, because that's a guy who's produced so much great music in his long, illustrious career. Soul Makossa, a little story about that. Before that, Super Eagles from Gambia did Love's a Real Thing, and that's from 72. And also from the early 70s, we heard the Funkees from Nigeria and Dancing Time. The Funkees track is culled from a great 3-CD compilation called Nigeria 70. That may be the first West African compilation CD that I ever bought. It was on Strut Records, which is now out of business. But you can still find that recording in a lot of different places. It comes in a it's not in a jewel box. It's in a little paper slip cover case, and it's a great compilation. There's a radio program in there. There's two CDs of music and a booklet that's full of information all about the great music from Nigeria in the 1970s. And we're doing a special edition here of Global Agogo today, where we play music from around the world, etc. I don't have to say that again. And We're just covering the golden age of West African music, the late 60s through the early 80s. That's what we're featuring here today, all the way on through 7 o'clock. And stay tuned for Bebop Fresh then at 7 with Chuck B and Hoodrich, and great urban dance music. And listen to all of the great music programs that we've got for you all weekend. And then when Monday comes around, it'll be Labor Day, and we're going to have a very special Labor Day programming to go with our always stellar news, talk, and public affairs programming every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. I want to also let you know that the Bike Lot is a nonprofit community bicycle project which strives to create an educational environment in which anyone and everyone is welcome to learn about bikes. The Bike Lot provides tools to work on your bike as well as mechanics on hand to answer questions. Located on the south side of Richmond in Manchester, the Bike Lot is open Monday and Tuesday from 2 through 7 p.m. and to women only on Wednesdays from 5 until 7 p.m. Bicycle donations are always accepted and appreciated. For more information, please call 804-232-8086. And let's keep the music going here on the funky side. You can tell that West African music was heavily influenced by American soul, funk, and R&B, and you'll keep hearing that throughout the rest of the show. Let's check out a group, again from Nigeria, called Dr. Victor Olaya's International All-Stars.
Hey, she's heavy. Heavy. Look at her go. See you. Thank you.
Well, my alert listeners will have noted by now that I incorrectly front-announced the song that started off that set. The one that you just heard, that was Dr. Victor Olaya's International All-Stars from Nigeria, and the song is called Omelebele. Mouthful there. 1971. And we started out the set with a great group from Sierra Leone, one of the real pioneers of the funk-based or Afrobeat style, Geraldo Pino and the Heartbeats from Sierra Leone. We heard the song Heavy, Heavy, Heavy. That was recorded sometime in the late 1960s. I'm not sure exactly when. Geraldo Pino is a huge influence on Fela Kuti, and you're going to be hearing Fela Kuti right after these announcements right here on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us, and streaming worldwide on the web as well at www.wrir.org. And WRIR is underwritten in part by the generous contribution of Plan 9 Music. New this week at Plan 9, a new record by M. Ward called Post-War. One Ring Zeros, Wake Them Up, that's a former, formerly based in Richmond band, featuring great wacky instruments like theremin, and I can't remember what that thing is that they built over there at the Honer Factory in Ashland, but anyway, I digress. One Ring Zero's new album, now out at Plan 9, and also Pete Yorn recorded live at Plan 9 is available as well. Plan 9 Music has an extensive collection of used DVDs and CDs, and you can listen to any album before you buy. They have two locations in Richmond, in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street and at the VCU Bookstore. Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. And we also want to thank our founding underwriter, the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts, who helped make this program possible. The Modlin Center and Congregation Beth Ahaba are proud to present Cantors, Ushering in the Holidays, showcasing three of the world's greatest cantors in a concert of Jewish and secular music. The performance is Monday, September 11th at 7:30 p.m. in the Beth Ahaba Sanctuary. That's 1111 West Franklin Street. Tickets are $30 through the Modlin Center box office at 289-8980 or modlin.richmond.edu. And we've got about 25 minutes left in the program, and let's try to jam as much music in there as we can. We're going to get started by a nice long one from the great Fela Kuti and Africa 70 from Nigeria. This is from 1976, one of his greatest works, in my opinion. This is called Zombie, right here on Global Agogo. Thank you.
zombie. Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, no go go unless you tell him to go.
Zombie,
zombie, no go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie,
zombie, no go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie,
zombie, no go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie,
zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie,
zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, no go go unless you tell him to go.
Zombie,
zombie, no go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie,
zombie, no go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie,
zombie, no go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie,
zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie,
tell him to go straight. Na joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense. Na joro jara joro. Tell him to go kill. Na joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense. Na joro jara joro. Tell him to go quench. Na joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense. Na joro jara joro. Go and kill.
Joro jara joro.
Go and die.
Joro jara joro.
Go and quench.
Joro jara joro.
Put up all the verse.
Joro jara joro.
Go and quench.
Joro jara joro.
Go and kill.
Joro jara joro.
Go and die.
Joro jara joro.
Put up all the verse.
Joro jara joro.
Go and die.
Joro jara joro.
Go and quench.
Joro jara joro.
Go and kill.
Joro jara joro.
Put up all the verse.
Joro jara joro.
Joro jara joro. Zombie when I want way. Joro jara joro. Zombie when I want way. Joro jara joro. Zombie when I want way. Joro jara joro. Open your hands, stand at ease. Fall in, fall out, fall down. Dead ready, attention. Quick match, slow match. Left turn, right turn. About turn, double up. Salute, open your hands. Stand at ease, fall in, fall out. Fall. Order. Open your hands, stand at ease. Fall in,
zombie.
Fall out, fall down. Get ready, attention.
Zombie.
Quick match, slow
zombie.
Match. Left on, right on,
zombie.
About turn, double
zombie.
Up, salute. Open your hands,
zombie.
Stand at ease. Fall
zombie.
In, fall out, fall
zombie.
Down. Get ready, hot. Order. One more time, everybody. Attention,
zombie.
Quick match, slow match,
zombie.
Left on, right
zombie.
On, button, double
zombie.
Up, salute, open your hands, stand at ease, fall
zombie.
In, fall out, fall
zombie.
Down, get ready, attention,
zombie.
Quick match, slow
zombie.
Match, left on, right
zombie.
On, button, double
zombie.
Up, salute, open your hands,
zombie.
Stand at ease, fall
zombie.
In, fall out, fall
zombie.
Down, get ready, hop! Order! Yes, miss!
There is Fela Kuti and Africa 70 from Nigeria and Zombie. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. It's 6:48. We've got 12 more minutes. Chuck B's in the house getting ready for Beep Ah Fresh, so do stay tuned for that. And we were just talking about how much we both like that Geraldo Pino track. He was a big, big influence on Fela Kuti. Fela's music, before he heard Pino, was much more like high life, much more old-fashioned sounding. And when he heard Pino and saw him, and he apparently had a great stage act where he dressed up in the kind of 60s Western fashion, very hip clothes. And Fela said, "Man, I got to change my act. I'm going out of style here." And he did, and he invented the style called Afrobeat that we are still enjoying. And there's so many bands that are playing Afrobeat now. So many bands in the U.S. and in Western Europe. So his legacy is going to live on for a really long time. Probably the one artist that I've played today who's going to continue to be the most popular going forward, I would say, is Fela Kuti. Well, anyway, we got time to play a little bit more if I would stop talking. I do want to tell you one thing, though, which is tell you to tune in on Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. for If Music Could Talk with DJ Carlito for 2 hours of music you would otherwise have to travel the world to hear. DJ Carlito unleashes his phenomenal record collection on your ears, and it is phenomenal, let me tell you, folks. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. That's If Music Could Talk on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond's Indie Radio. You can hear DJ Carlito play a lot of the same artists that I play, and he has some of those things on vinyl because he's a real collector, not like me. I'm just a fan, an enthusiast, but he's a real collector, and check out his program. It's an excellent one. All right, I'm going to play two songs here as I go out. I'm going to finish up with Moussa Dombia from Cote d'Ivoire and the song Kalea, and then we'll get to hear at least a little bit of a band from Ghana called K Frimpong and his Cubano Fiestas. For more information about the songs, check the website www.wrir.org. Hope you've enjoyed this special edition of Global Agogo half as much as I have, and I will see you guys in 2 weeks. Because next week I'm going to be on vacation. Charles Williams will be filling in for me in this slot, and he's guaranteed to do a great job, as always, filling in for me. So I will see you guys in 2 weeks.
Why?
Hey.
This is Michael Murphy reminding you that Mellow Madness is on WRIR every Sunday afternoon between 1 and 3 p.m. We'll be playing all kinds of soul, jazz, and funk records from around the world. Mellow Madness on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3.